Hey, everybody, this is Joe from the band Hailstorm, and I want to thank you for checking out unsungmelody.com. Rock!
All right, today I'm welcoming Joe Hottinger, or Joe Storm, as he's often referred to. Welcome you to the Unsung Melody family. Joe is a guitarist in the band Hailstorm. First off, thanks for taking the time to speak with us today.
No, thank you, Jonathan. It's my pleasure.
Awesome, awesome. Well, I'm going to start by talking a bit about a small award that I just know no one has asked you about, something called a Grammy. I'm not sure if anyone has heard about that, but I saw on Instagram where
that
you
little
guys,
thing.
Yeah, this little statue thing, you know, like a little record player or something. I saw on Instagram where you guys finally received them. I'm sure you just threw it in a closet somewhere, right?
Yeah, we did finally get it, so you know it's real now, and it's pretty awesome, man. I don't know how we won it. We'll take it, you know. It's crazy.
Well, you won the Grammy for your guys' new album, The Strange Case Of, which in my opinion was very well deserved. And the album, it shows some great growth as a band and really kind of diversifies into some different styles. Was that a goal when you guys were writing this record, or was it kind of just a direct result of who you guys have become?
You know, we didn't, our only goal in with the Strange Case of Hailstorm was follow what excites us, you know, and change mm-hmm. it. So we started working on the album about, you know, less than 48 hours after we finished our last show of the tour for the first album. So
sure.
Literally packed our bags, flew to LA, and we were in the studio right away. And, you know, some of the first things that came out of it were Freak Like Me and Love Bites and American Boys and, you know, all these riff-heavy songs, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then Lizzie came in with Break In, the piano ballad, and we were like, wow, that's awesome. It's got to go on the record, but how is that ever going to fit with these songs? And then then we finished up Ms. High, and we're like, aha! It'll work if we just, you know, do a Jekyll High thing, right?
Right, right.
So, you know, it was really just chasing what excites us, and that's, you know, to me, that's the best way to do it. You're not trying to, you know, be something you're not. It's just songs that we like and we like to play, you know?
Awesome. Well, obviously, there's a lot of people that agree with liking the songs that you guys like, so there you go. But here's to us.
That's cool.
Is a song out there that that, you know, it was already, I knew it was going to be massive the first time I heard it, and then you added this little sloppy guitarist, what's his name, Slash, onto it. You know, I don't think that hurt
good
anything.
Good old Slash.
Yeah, I don't think that hurt anything, I suppose. But how did Slash become involved with this particular song?
Well, we kind of had an idea to, you know, first of all, the song obviously it's called Here's Dust, and mm-hmm. and really it is, man. It's Lizzie wrote the lyrics, and you know, we had talked about the idea before of, you know, we always we'll celebrate the good times, obviously, and we'll also celebrate the bad times. And as a band, we've been, you know, it's a rock and roll is a roller coaster when you're in the business. And like when we were trying to get our first album made, we had been signed to Atlantic for 3 years, and mm-hmm. you know, things, we didn't know if we'd even get a record made or even get in studio or just get dropped like so many bands do, you know. And
right.
there are some setbacks in the road to that first record that, you know, we'd go get a bottle of champagne and we'd be like, all right, man, you know, we can always go back to Pennsylvania. It's been a ride, you know, it's been fun, but we'll just ride this out and see how it goes. Who knows what's going to happen. And, you know, we're always celebrating the good and the bad times. So it's kind of that, you know, and life kicks your ass, have a good time. At least, you know, we still have us, and it's not where you are, it's who you're with, you know, that sort of idea. And with that in mind, we're like, man, wouldn't it be cool if we got some of our buddies that we've made along the way to, you know, kind of make it a broader here's to us, here's to rock and roll, you know, because
sure.
rock and roll is kind of a family too, and especially these days where it's not as culturally, you know, relevant as it used to be, and
mm-hmm.
kind of in the ghetto of music, you know, it's here's to us, man. We're celebrating the good times and the bad, and even when, you know, rock isn't the biggest art form out there musically,
right.
it's still great times, you know, and a lot of our friends said yes, so we're lucky, and here's to them, you know.
Awesome, awesome. Well, it really does seem that you guys genuinely enjoy each other's company. There seems to always be some fun on stage, and I personally feel that's as important of an aspect as anything when it comes to music. Living so closely to someone on the road is never really an easy thing, but you know, would you say that the band is having as much fun as ever?
Oh yeah, we have as much fun as you can have legally, you know. And you know, we're spoiled. We have the best job in the world, and it's really all of us. This has been our dream since we were kids. You know, all four of us is to be doing what we're doing, and we've had so many dreams come true and bucket list items checked off. You know, that we're just so lucky and just happy to be out here and having a good time and really enjoying the ride. We're lucky enough that, you know, our little rock and roll roller coaster is on the upswing right now, you know, so, you know, everything that goes up comes down. So we're just enjoying the up while we're doing it, you know?
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I see quite a few dates coming up. You got quite a few left in the U.S., but I also see the U.K. and Japan and Europe and some really cool shows coming up. Are there any particular stops on the tour that you guys are particularly excited about?
Yeah, totally. We finish up this kind of little U.S. leg in the middle of August, and you're home for like a half a day, and then we fly to Tokyo and Okinawa for we're doing some military bases. So it'll be our first military shows.
Fantastic.
And a lot of our friends have done them, and they said they're some of the most fun you can have, you know, and everyone's so appreciative. And I can't wait to play for the troops and give them a little taste of home while they're in a foreign land, you know. And
absolutely.
But from there, we go, we fly to Alaska, and we'll have like 4 days off in Alaska and a show. Then we fly to Hawaii and have like 4 days off in Hawaii with just one show. So we're, you know. We get a little mini vacation in the middle of tour that we're all really looking forward to, just kind of chilling in some strange places for a few days.
I'm
looking forward to those. And then, of course, Europe again. Can't wait for that. This time with Alter Bridge and the Shinedowns on a few of the shows. So
awesome.
It'll be great.
Awesome. That's a strange journey to pack for. You got 4 days in Alaska and 4 days in Hawaii.
Yeah, definitely a strange journey where it's like, what do you bring? I don't know. You know, it's whatever. It's just, I pretty much don't unpack, so I just have my suitcase always full of my clothes.
Sounds like a plan, man. Well, is there any new surprises on these tours, or are you going to keep them surprises?
Yeah, you know, we're going right now in between headline shows and then opening up shows. So we'll have like 40 minutes on this tour with Three Doors Down and Daughtry, which is interesting. Totally different crowd for us, but it's cool. A lot of fun, actually. But like then in the middle of that, we'll do a headline show like we did the other night. We love headlining so much, you know, finally get our night, and we've been just throwing on as many songs as we possibly could. Like I think we did 22 or 23 songs the other night, like a 2-hour show, and it's great, man. It's fun.
Absolutely.
A lot of rock bands these days aren't playing that long for their headliners, and we're digging it. We're having fun doing long shows. So sometimes we'll do a long show, maybe throw in some strange covers. Never know.
All right. Well, now the journey for the band itself has been a fun one to watch. I mean, we talked about it's always rocky being out on the road and stuff, but you came on board around the time that, you know, all the good things kind of started happening. Were you kind of prepared for this crazy journey when you signed up?
You know, no. I joined in 2003, and it was great because Lizzie and RJ were kind of kindred spirits. They had the same drive that I've always had. You know, we all started at the same exact time. We just found that out in an interview in Germany last year.
Awesome.
Lizzie and I were doing one, and we both played our first shows in the same month of the same year, August of 97. That's when Hailstorm had, you know, Lizzie and RJ had their first show, and that's when I had my first show with a band. And we were like 100 miles apart, which is funny, and just kind of revolving in different circles. And I was always the guy in my band booking the shows and taking care of everything and, hey, let's practice today, you know, and they were always the first, you know, Lizzie and RJ obviously had that same drive in Hailstorm. So when I met them in 03, like, finally somebody that gets it, you know, and and from there, you know, we got signed a few years later and we were just constantly playing out and working at it, you know, so kind of always, it's never been like, hey, I'm ready to get big and tour the world. It's always been like, I'm ready for the, you know, tomorrow show, and we'll see what that brings.
Absolutely,
you know?
Absolutely. one day at a time is the way it has to come. So there you go.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I always try to end on a random question as if that wasn't crazy enough. But I'm looking to see you guys in a couple weeks at Buster's in Lexington, Kentucky, which the last time you played there, it was the end of a run, and the guys gave you guys a cake and some flowers, I think. I'm not sure how they'll top that, but for my end, my wife does make some tremendous cupcakes, and she sells quite a few of those, so I thought I'd ask, what's your favorite cupcake flavor?
Favorite cupcake?
Yeah.
Hmm. That's interesting. Well, that is a good question. It depends. Sometimes I like a nice stout chocolatey cupcake.
Mm-hmm.
But you'd be good right now. It would be a nice like vanilla cupcake. You know, maybe the white bread cupcake with some chocolate frosting on top. I think that'd be fantastic.
Sounds like a winner, man. Maybe I'll try to have my wife whip up a few. Maybe I can bring them to you guys at Buster's. So there you go.
Tom, Stacy.
All right.
Yeah, we're looking forward to playing Buster's, man. Looking forward to getting into Kentucky and doing another rock show there.
I've been to quite a few venues, and I really like Buster's. I don't know. It's intimate, but it's still large enough. You can get quite a few people in there. I like the place. So should be fun.
I'm looking forward to it.
All right. Well, Joe, I thank you so very much for taking the time to speak with us. And you guys, please be safe out there on the road. And I'll see you guys in the next
one. Thanks, Jonathan.